صار يضربوا على الدار. من ضربوا الدار
they began to bomb our house. We couldn't stay there any longer. We were crying a lot. Afterwards, we came here.
The latest figures show that some 740,000 Syrian refugees are children under the age of 11. Some 7,000 children have been killed during the conflict inside Syria, according to the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights. UNHCR and UNICEF estimate that over 2 million children have been internally displaced within the country. The agencies warned that child labor, early marriage, and the potential for sexual exploitation and trafficking are a constant threat to these refugee children. 8-year-old Aya is one of the million child refugees from Syria. The temporary home for her and her 6 brothers and sister is a makeshift tent in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley.
Aya
loves to learn and she practices writing her name over and over again.
I love and miss Syria. I used to play with my friends and my sister. I played with them a lot on our bicycles. We played with our toys too.
Aya's father says his pride and joy was that he had been able to educate his children. But for over 2 years now, Mohammed says Aya has not been to school and has little prospect of going soon.
Aya is the only one of my children who hasn't been educated, and my daughter who is disabled. All the others were educated. If the situation improves, they will all go back to Syria to study again.
Meanwhile, as the war in Syria continues unabated, Aya keeps busy doing chores in their makeshift tent. She also looks after her disabled sister Labiba and occasionally dreams of a better future for herself when she grows up.
I want to be a doctor so I can help children. If they come to me and they don't have money, I will give them medicine, a prescription, and an injection so they can get better.
A whole generation of Syrian children like Aya have been affected by this conflict, with their lives and futures on hold. Most of them will never forget what they have lived through. But for now, she finds a way to smile, clinging only to those that are most dear to her. Beng Poblet-Henriquez, United Nations.